Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Welcome back to hour number two, Mino and the Mayor, although a special host today.
So should it be Cohen and the Mayor?
Cohen, that's Shannon or Cohen, because your name is Shannon. Cohen and the Mayor?
Cohen and the Mayor.
Okay, that can work. We'll try that for this hour.
I kind of hear like Conan yeah, O'Brien.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too. That's what I thought too.
Okay, all right, we'll stick to Shannon. Yeah, I mean, it's a great name.
I don't want to talk about. I think there's funnier people than Conan O'Brien, like Jay Leno.
Okay.
I do. I gotta go. I love Jay Leno. I think he is hilarious. Like hilarious.
Says so much.
I whatever.
Like Prince and the Mayor. Okay, you know, born on the same day.
Yes, that's okay. All right, Anyway, yes, Shannon Cohen is in, and we know each other. We've worked together and. You're one of the few people I know that always wanted to be in radio. I think that's cool, and I hope you have fun today.
I am. This is amazing. Fantastic. I am so ready for the weekend because this just made my day.
All right. Well, wow.
So thank you.
Let's see if we can do that with our guest. Hey, on Fridays, we're always privileged, blessed to have Bellin Sports Medicine come in and talk to us. And what Bellin does in this community, you know, I say it often, I think the politicians get a lot of credit, but really what makes this community work are the businesses and a lot of the nonprofits that really take care of the people in this community, and we maybe set some framework for it. And Bellin is just one of those companies. I mean, what you guys have done with sports medicine and on the field with the kids and at the hockey games with the kids and all these educational programs you're putting on and, but one of the big things is the Bellin, which I'm sure, I don't know how many people you got this year, but Randy Van Stratten is with us. And you have been with Bellin for some time. And you look like you're in high school, but then.
He does.
I know, right? I mean, so there must be something about either working for Bellin or being a Van Stratten, but holy mackerel.
Thanks, Jeff.
How have you been with. You've been at Bellin for a while, right?
Yeah, I've been at Bellin since 1981, actually. 1981. Yeah, so what is that? Do the math. This August, it'll be 43 years.
I didn't know they hired kids
That's
out of
impressive.
Grade school. That is. I mean, wow. And so
I was born in 86. Just a fun fact.
Yeah.
Well.
And I didn't know Bellin did facelifts. No, you look good.
It's all that running jump.
Yeah, I know, which I thought about doing. That. So how are things going at Bellin?
Good. Yeah. Things are great. You know, we're 15 days out from our Bellin run.
Yes.
15 days out. Do you believe that? And that's really seems to be the start of summer, really. You know,
Bellin run. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, people come out. And so it's coming up quickly.
And when you were here, you said you were the accidental race director. I want to pick up on that.
Yeah,
did
what
you
happened?
Fall into that or
oh,
what?
Yeah,
you just
yeah,
signed
yeah.
up? Did George talk you into it or what?
Yeah. Well, what happened was actually, the year you were born, Shannon, 1986,
awesome.
I ran my first Bellin, okay?
All right.
I had just graduated from college, so I was working at Bellin. I thought, you know what? I got my first job. We mentioned last time I worked with Larry McCarron.
Yeah,
he was at Bellin for about a year and a half, hired me out of college, being our fitness director. So I thought, being a fitness director, I better run a Bellin run.
Sure.
That's a good
so
idea.
My little sister, Cheryl, and I signed up for the Bellin run. Went out and ran it. And I remember my track coach in high school saying, you know, my senior year, this is going to be the best shape you're ever going to be in your life. And I had that in the back of my head.
If only he could see you now.
Well, yeah, no, well, I don't know. That 5 years of college took its toll because I went out and I ran the Bellin run thinking I could do it. And basically, my little sister just buried me.
Yeah.
Okay. And I spent the entire weekend on the couch.
Really?
Not
sore?
Oh, sore, sick. Just, it was a horrible experience. I just was not in shape for it.
Wow.
Pushed myself too much. Didn't prepare. So that's the key, you know, preparing, right?
Did you run it the next year then?
Well, so I made a commitment to myself that I was going to run it and I was going to train the following year.
Okay.
So in 1987. So what happened was I trained. I was in like back in that high school track shape. I worked hard at it. And it's a week before the race. And my leader's leader came up to me at Bellin and said, Randy, I need you to volunteer at my corner.
Okay.
To hold back traffic. That was in my head, Jim. You know, I went like, oh, you know, everyone has these forks in their road of their life, right? Yeah. That mm-hmm. you decide to take one way or the other. So it's going through my head. I've been training for this thing. I wanted, you know, to come back and,
right.
And you know, my sister's giving me grief all year all long year.
After burying
me.
Absolutely.
And so this is all going kind of like that movie, The Sixth Sense, you know, kind of all going through your head. And I said, it just rolled out of my tongue. Of course, I'll work your corner for you and volunteer for the race. Okay.
That's really nice of you.
That would have came out the exact opposite with me, especially with my sister. I would be like, there's no way I'm working that corner. I'm running the race because I got something to prove. But okay, wow. So you were the corporate guy and said, look, I'll do it.
Yep. So I went out and I worked the corner. I remember the corner. It was Kolb and Leibel.
Oh, yeah.
That's right by Miracle Field.
Yeah.
You know, Miracle Field, that corner, that White House on the corner. I'm standing by that White House.
Okay.
Holding back traffic. You know, and I'm all in, right?
You are, volunteering. Cool.
I'm giving high fives,
got
seeing people
vest
I
on.
Know, got my little vest
those
on.
Vests are cool.
Yep, exactly.
All right.
And then it was all good. You know, I rode my bicycle there. I worked on the corner, rode back, and then, you know, get back to work. And then maybe like 2 weeks after the race is over, I get a call into our George Kerwin's office.
Mm-hmm.
And at the time, I think he wasn't president at the time, but he was like a chief operating officer in a role like that. Called me into his office. I'm thinking, oh boy, what happened?
What did I do?
Well, he had received a letter from that person that lived on the corner about this crazy guy that worked the corner that was like giving high fives and shouting and just being enthusiastic.
That's cool.
Yeah. Wrote this letter. And then, so I went to George's office, told me about the letter, and they said, we want you on the race committee.
Wow. Oh.
So that's how I got my invite to be involved at the race. So I've been involved operationally with the race since 1988 was my first year then working on the race. And then one thing grew to the next, and then our official race director retired in 1999. And then that's when I took on the operations of the race in 1999.
Wow.
If people are on our Facebook page, we've thrown up some pictures.
Can you believe that?
Somebody the first sent Bell and Run.
The first Bell and Run. I don't know who that guy is on there.
I still have that Walkman.
Stop. Oh, and this is 87.
I don't have a gold chain.
This is 87.
Yeah.
Ooh, you were the dude. No shirt under the vest,
right.
Man. It's just, this is it. This is me.
No,
this
I think
is
there's
why
a,
I'm the race director.
I think there's a pink shirt underneath
that. I was
going
to say.
Oh, yeah.
But I think that pink shirt was the same color as Jim's face after volunteering all day. Handing out medals at SoCal.
Yeah. Wow. Todd, Shannon.
Yeah.
He doesn't look that much different.
No, he doesn't.
I mean, really, you...
I kind of hate him for that.
So do I. So when I went to my 25th high school reunion, I thought for sure I was going to get the Dick Clark Award. Do you guys give that out, the guy that looks the same?
We haven't had a high school reunion. We need to.
Oh, so give out... So we took the high school yearbook and made our pictures all black and white and look like a lanyard. And I just thought for sure I was going to win the Dick Clark Award because I was looking good back then. But who won was Brother Cotto. Well, okay. The guy goes to high school, gets out of high school, goes to college, becomes a Christian brother. Like, that's pretty chill work. I mean, you know what I mean? Like, I had kids, work, you know, a little stress.
He's going to live to be 110.
He will.
Yeah.
And he's going to look like he did in high school. Anyway, you would have won, and I think you would win if you had the Dick Clark Award.
I agree. So did you ever get to go and redeem your title against your sister? Did you ever have that race?
Yeah.
About maybe 6 years ago. We've got a great leadership team at Bellin. You know, we partner with DMSE, who puts on the works on the Boston Marathon. Sean Ryan helps us, and Linda Maxwell. They're really the core operational folks that put on the race, and they do a great job. So probably about 7-8 years ago, maybe, I started actually running the race. Or working the race, doing assessments during the race.
Oh, there you go.
And I have to tell you, the first time I did run the race back, I was disappointed in the race as a participant. And so that led to more entertainment on the course.
And you're able to make it what it is today.
Yeah, exactly. So we elevated the runner's experience. Rather than me being a race director and being at the start, just staying at the start and finish, right? I wanted to be out on the course and experience the whole thing. So by doing that, it allows me to assess what we're doing. And then Linda and Sean and Dave McGilvery really work the finish line and start and make sure the operational pieces happen.
It is cool to watch. I watched the Bellin a couple times.
It is a little bit of a spectator. It can be a spectator, especially in the beginning.
Huge spectators, yeah.
Those of us who participate, I think a lot of people, I don't know what percent, their goal is to do it in an hour.
Yeah, run your age or
or run your age, do it in an hour, that kind of stuff.
Yep.
But the record for the Bellin.
Oh, yeah.
27 minutes, 46 seconds.
Yeah.
Like, that is flying.
Do you remember what year that was?
Yeah. Or do you know who it was?
Yeah. So I remember it very, very well. That experience, there's a story behind that one.
Okay.
There's a story behind that one. So it's actually 1997. The World Competes Here was our theme. We had Joseph Kamani in. Okay. Joseph Kamani is setting world records wherever he runs for road races. We have to do wind assessments because we have a potential world record coming to Bellin.
And where's Joseph from?
Kenya.
Yeah, okay.
Coming from Kenya. A really nice young man. So it's about 5 minutes before the race, 1997. I'm pacing the start line, finish, going on and on. And all of a sudden, there's a tap on the back of my shoulder. And I turn around to look, and it's Joseph Kamani, 5 minutes before the race starts. And he asks, "Where are my shoes?" And where are my shoes? And my heart skips, and I look down at him. They're on your feet, and he said, "These aren't my race shoes," and I'm like, "Oh my God, the race is going to start. We got all this stuff going on, possible world record."
And he has no shoes.
He doesn't have shoes. Right. Well, each athlete is assigned a chaperone, right? They have a handler basically, and I immediately turn into these Superman eyes where I'm scanning the crowd because I know his handler, who he is. And I look over, and there is this young man talking to some girls with a pair of shoes hanging around his neck.
Jeez. That was his last race.
And I'm like, what? So immediately got it connected. Bang. He goes out and runs. And we set a course record. We missed the world record by 5 seconds.
Oh,
wow.
That is a great story. Wait, can you stick around?
Yeah, I can stick around.
All right. Randy Van Stratton, Bellin Sports Medicine, and Shannon Cohen, and Jim Schmidt. We will be right back. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor. Actually, it is Shannon and the Mayor because Mino's on vacation again.
It just makes my day every time you say it. Okay. I feel so good.
Yeah, I'm glad. You're one of the few people I know who, that's not true, but you really like radio.
I do.
And that since you were in high school.
Yeah.
Well, that wasn't that long ago either, so I'm thinking back.
This year is actually my 20th.
I was born in 1986.
Yeah.
This is my 20-year high school graduation anniversary. I graduated in 2004. So.
All right.
Just know it doesn't slow down. The older you get, the faster it goes.
Yes. Yep. Boy, chew that.
So just give a shout out. Go Vikings.
Why? Vikings? We hate the Vikings.
No, I was Denmark Vikings. Oh, so I'm giving a shout out.
All right. I was going to say, Todd, we got to find somebody else. Yeah. But 721, she did last longer than some people thought. But the Denmark Vikings.
Correct.
Okay. All right. We'll give you that.
Awesome.
So Randy Van Stratton, who has been with Bellin for, 25 years. What'd you say?
43.
Dyslexia. 43 years and is the race director for Bellin, which... just if you don't know the Bellin, I mean, everybody knows the Bellin, and that's a 10K. It's something that I think with a little training, everybody can do.
Yeah, we added a 5K last year too.
Oh,
so it all starts at the same time. So a 5K is 3.1 miles.
Runners just came by that it looked like they're training. I think those guys are going to be in the first heat. They were kind of flying.
Were they flying by? Yeah. Yeah, you know, we added that after COVID, and what it helped us do last year is bend the trend in the race, and we're actually up about 21% from where were even last year. So the runs are coming back, and it's great to see, and people, I always call called, you know, we're helping people get off the couch and get feet on the street. And physical activity is one of the best, regular physical activities is the best way to improve your lifestyle, your health.
So I just want to underscore that. When we had, you know, these mayor's conferences, we were walk with the mayor. We had a lot of, you know, incentives. And I was with the Surgeon General, and we actually took a cab back to the airport together. But he had said that if he could write one prescription, a universal prescription, it would be to walk 30 miles a day, 30
minutes a day, about a mile a day. Yeah.
He said that would cure more things. And, but absolutely. It's like you said, it's getting off the couch a little bit. Mm-hmm. Hey, can we still register? I mean, it's still open. How does this work again?
Yep, absolutely. Bellandrun.com registrations still open. We're open right up until the evening of the race on that Friday, the Friday before the race. You can register. You can come down to the expo, which is the 7th Friday at in that beautiful Astor Park down there. We turn that whole park
June 7th.
It's my 7th.
Birthday. Jim's birthday.
Jim's birthday.
And Prince. And
come on down. I'll have a cake for you, Jim.
I'm not.
I feel like that defeats the purpose.
Yeah, it's good. Next year. Okay, go right. So June 7th, Astor Park.
From 4 to 8. We have our big, giant health expo.
Yeah.
We have the children's run that night. We have the Back to the Road crew, which is all people recovering from cancer, musculoskeletal surgeries. They come out and do a walk. We've got the My Team Triumph walk. So it's just a super event. And
are you still looking for volunteers?
Absolutely. You can still go to our website, sign up. You know, we incorporate about 1,000 volunteers, all coordinated with a different job, a different time frame, and where to show up. So yeah, we still are looking for volunteers too.
So the Bellandrun.com gets you everything you want to know.
Yep. Everything.
Hey, let me just ask you, after all those years of being the race director, is there, do you remember a best moment? Was it when that guy with the shoes, or was it, what still gives you goosebumps? What gets you what, you know what I'm saying? Like, you do stuff for a long time. People ask me that all the time. When you're 16 years, what was it? And there's a couple things.
I still get it today. And what it is, I'm up on the starter platform. I look back. The entire crowd, the sea of crowds. So we've had crowds of up to 20,000, right?
I do, yeah.
And now we're building back to 10,000. But you look over that crowd at the national anthem.
Yeah. Oh,
the national anthem. We have a soloist,
you just
sax
gave me
player.
Goosebumps.
Yeah.
I mean, I got goosebumps. And the crowd is silent.
Yeah.
You look back at the sea of humanity, all lifting the community and doing something not only for themselves, but for each other.
Right.
And it is amazing. Just the family connections, the social connectiveness for getting out of that event, that puts a tear in my eye and goosebumps on my arms every year. Every year I live for that.
Yeah.
That is my,
That's really cool.
Is the moment
Very cool.
that I live for. And it, what's nice, it's not just one moment, Jim and Shannon, it happens every year.
Yeah.
So I look forward to that, that moment every year.
That's a good
and
thing
then
to look forward to.
Once the race starts, it's, saying you know, hi to everybody, giving some high fives, and then I'll jump in, right?
Okay.
So about half the people go through, and then I'll jump in the course, and then I'll be out on the course with people too. And I just
awesome.
Love that.
Wow. You're the right guy for the job, man. If you can check all those boxes, that's awesome. Hey, I want to, Bellin, just been, just a corporate citizen here, and you're merging, and we read about that. Anything you want to share with us? Are you excited about it, or is it like, uh-oh, or what?
Yeah, very, very excited. Very excited. It's a merger of equals. We partnered with Gunderson Health. I've had a chance now as being one of the enterprise team members. So I have responsibilities both in the La Crosse and the Green Bay markets. And working with the team in La Crosse, it's like they are part of our – the cultures are really the same, dedicated to the community, lifting the community. It's been great. It's been great. And then we announced our new name, you know, Amplify.
Yep.
And it's about basically amplifying empathy is how that term came together. And if you think about what we do for the race and what we do as corporate community citizens, that is our mission and vision, to amplify empathy. And lift and then lead with love in our community. And then obviously, you know, provide low-cost care, yet high quality and the best experience. So all that coming together, right? And you know, I'm getting a lot of, I know your next question, Jim. You're going to say, well, will the Bell and Run change its name? And,
okay. You know, read my notes here? Yeah. What? Okay.
I can just see, you know, we're going to keep that Bell and Run the same. Bell and Run.
Cool.
But it'll be powered by our health system, powered by Amplify. You know, there's certain foundational items that are core in the community that, you know, our Bell and Foundation will remain the same.
Nice.
Yep.
And you've got such a commitment to this community. Yeah, I just, Shannon and I were talking earlier, you know, summer's starting, right? It's kind of the official start of summer, you know, this Monday, right? Memorial Day. And just, you want to remind people what to do if they're going to get out, start doing a little bit more activity, just some basic, people should do some stretching. I mean, that's what Mark says a lot.
Well, and you know, like adding that 5K, it's a 3.1 miles. Come on out and walk it. We've got a great walking group. Come on out and just get out. Bring some friends, bring family.
Right.
I can even do that.
Right.
Come on out. You can get out and walk a 5K, right?
Right. Okay, that's cool. All right. Because I want, you know, like you said, you need people to be healthy. Bellin's got the resources, and we've got, I'd like to think we have the infrastructure with the trails and sidewalks. You know, I think we're doing all right.
Yeah. By the way, that trail has done so much for the community. And I remember working on that trail with you, Jim, you know, in the early days.
It was so controversial, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. Like, but now it's the busiest trail.
In the state, right?
In the state.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it is awesome.
All right, Randy Van Stratton, Bellin Sports Medicine. Randy, thanks for all you're doing.
Yeah,
we will see you June 8th, maybe June 7th at
on your
kickoff party. On my birthday.
All right.
Take care. Randy Van Stratton, but thank you, Bellin Sports Medicine. Shannon the Mayor, we're going to be right back.
Right now on Facebook. Search for Mino and the Mayor or WGBW or Oshkosh Air Support and see the entire show unfold right before your eyes. Now back to Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
All right, welcome back everybody to another segment of Mino and the Mayor on this Friday, May 24th. It is Shannon and the Mayor, a special guest who we've been friends for some time, and she really started off this morning, if you were listening, it's Tiara Day, and she brought
a tiara.
Well, no, she brought two in.
Yeah,
we both.
And we
had
do
them.
Have pictures of the mayor with the tiara on, which, by the way, I'm going to blow up and I'm going to sell for $5 online.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. There
Amazing.
You go. Just don't spend it before you get it. I'll tell you that. So, hey, this segment is brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors. And as you've heard, we love Pella. There's no longer reason to wait to replace your windows or doors, because if you order today, you can get 0% interest for up to 48 months. That's right. Up to 4 years, no interest. I want to say I have Pella windows in my house. You've been over. I have a lot of windows in my house, and I wish they would have had no interest when I bought them. But anyway, it's a great deal. But this only lasts till May 31st, so you got to jump on now. But really, when it comes to replacing or upgrading your windows, which those of you who are homeowners understand that. From a resale standpoint, I mean, people look at that, but I mean, really from an energy efficiency, keeping the cold air in and the warm air in, and there's nothing like good windows and doors, and I've said many times, Pella's got the best. And the other thing that is cool about them, Shannon, do you have Pella windows?
I do. We bought our house 3 years ago.
All right.
One of the selling points was brand new windows.
It is.
Throughout.
Because they're not cheap. I mean, really.
No.
See, I can see that. I mean, I'm not going to sell my house, but I just like it because I think it was a good investment. But what I liked about Pella, you have a newer home?
No, our home was built in like 89.
Well, newer. Mine was built in.
His
was in 1889.
Compared to yours.
Mine was 1889.
Correct.
Okay, what I meant newer, that's a newer home.
I was born in 1986.
Yeah, right.
I mean, right, I was 3 years old when that house was
built.
Yeah,
okay, yeah, no, no, it's.
Oh, I've never felt older on this show.
Right, I know.
We got to get people who are our age or
older. We got to get older co-hosts. This Shannon is, but no, what I liked about that when they came over and it's amazing with, you know, my lingo, computers, but what they can do with different colors, different types of windows.
Right.
And Like we have on our third floor, the windows that go almost ceiling to floor, those are cool. I like that. So anyway, they have everything there. Pell's Design Work lets you virtually see what your home would look like with their new windows and patio doors before you buy. So even on the back area, when we put in that patio door, it used to be a window, and they give you different colors, different styles, vinyl, wood, fiberglass. So it's very cool. Again, it's 0% interest, free financing up to 48 months. That's like almost 4 years. Shannon, you should be doing the math here.
I don't math well.
Okay, all right.
I will admit that.
Certain restrictions apply. See your Homan consultant at PellaWI.com.
Get it in by the 31st. That's next Friday.
I know.
And we have a holiday Monday, so if people want in on this.
Clock's ticking.
I'm going to ask, we've got Michelle Schmidt-Schultz joining us.
Yes.
Michelle, can you grab that camera that you're on there and just kind of tilt it down just a little bit? Because we want to see your beautiful face on Facebook.
There she is.
All right.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
We're good, Michelle. We're excited about all that's going on in Oshkosh. We have...
I got to tell you, Jim, last night I went to Light the Night, right?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And the night started right there in the square in Oshkosh. Yeah. And all the trucks were there with the food trucks and the artists and stuff. And then we got a downpour of rain. We got a little thunderstorm roll through. Mm-hmm. And I thought, oh, this is going to... It didn't. As soon as the rain stopped, all the families came out, and it was just an absolutely wonderful night. So you're right. We've got a lot going on in Oshkosh.
People love to get together, and so much of this stuff.
Outdoors.
And outdoors to get together with no entry fee. I mean, there's stuff you can buy there, but you can just go there. And some people just kind of walk around to people watch. And others of us, like mine, don't go food truck to food truck to food truck to food truck. But there's just a lot of cool stuff you can do there. We are talking now to Michelle. You have a farmer's market. Does that kick off? Tell us about it.
Our Oshkosh Farmer's Market kicks off on June 1st. We open at 8 a.m. on June 1st. And this year, the Oshkosh Farmer's Market is actually celebrating its 30th anniversary.
Nice.
Fabulous.
So we are looking forward to that. This year, I have already welcomed 189 vendors applications to the market.
Wow.
And opening day, we're going to have over 100 vendors on the street. So rain or shine, the market goes on.
Oh,
and
yes.
Just like the night, we have 10 to 15,000 people on opening day. And if it rains, you'll still see almost that many. And it's like the parting of the seas. When it rains, everyone goes in the businesses and bars. And when the rain stops, they all pour back out in the streets. So
Oshkosh
is diehard when it comes to their events.
Well, let's not jinx it. It's going to be a beautiful day that day. So 30 years you've been doing that. Tell me about the makeup of the market. Is it the vegetables? Or is there arts and crafts? Tell me the makeup of your vendors that are there.
Our market has actually been voted Oshkosh's favorite community event.
Wow.
Because we actually welcome so many different areas of the community. Of course, we feature our fabulous farmers with their fresh fruits and vegetables, their hand-raised meats. We have bison. We have Texas longhorn. We have fresh chicken. We have fresh pork. So we have lines of meat. We have, this year, I'm welcoming 51 farm vendors. That's the highest number I've had since and a farmer's market manager. They actually take up almost 80% of the market space because they end up purchasing between 3 and 5 booth spaces each. So
there's a significant
amount of fresh produce down there.
Well, Michelle, I think that's important. And I don't want to use the word integrity, but some of these markets have gone a little bit more, not tchotchkes, but, you know, I think a farmer's market, if you're going to call it a farmer's market, at least have half of it being stuff that comes from a farm. And if you got 80%, that's a lot.
And our goal has always been to have at least 50% of the market agricultural driven. I mean, we also have hemp growers. We have a lavender person.
Ooh. I didn't think that was legal here.
Hemp is legal.
Hemp is legal.
You're thinking of weed. Jim.
I'm thinking of weed. Yeah. Okay, that's okay. I forgot what the guy said it was. Okay,
now that would be a very popular farmer's market if there was tucked back in the corner.
Yeah, we'll definitely get
our attendance up.
I'll take more than one booth.
It'll be a very chill farmer's market.
Right. Oh man. But no free samples. No way. You pay, buddy. You pay. And then the guy next to me will have the caramel corn or something, you know, because that's where everybody gets the munchies, right? Okay. Anyway,
So yeah, we do have a, so whatever type of produce appeals to you, they have at the farmer's market. We have a huge variety. We have select different types of produce. I think the one thing as a farmer's market manager and a country girl, something I discovered last year was salad turnips. I had never heard of salad turnips before and I purchased them. They are delicious. It's a cross between like a carrot and a kohlrabi. And it's just absolutely delicious eaten raw with a little salt on it.
Nice. Salad,
and even as a salad turnip. Yep. The farmers refer to them as winter apples. You'll see them in late fall and throughout the, well, our winter market goes through April, but you'll see the salad turnips up through about Christmas.
Do you have someone that does like the big bouquet of like flowers and wildflowers?
Oh, we have some tremendous bouquets of flowers at the farmers market. From one end to the other, you'll see, I would venture 100 different varieties of flowers and different colored bouquets throughout the market. Our chairman of the board actually is a photographer, and we always feature market flowers as one of our photo ops every year. So you'll notice on our Facebook page, you'll see a Men with Flowers recap or Family with Flowers recap, and he just photographs all the beautiful flowers that people are carrying throughout the market.
You know, I think on flowers. Flowers are awesome, right? I mean, they can, you buy a bouquet, put that in your house for the whole weekend. It's just, the house is just going to smell better. It's going to look different. It's going to just have that. Flowers are expensive, like really, really expensive. Like for
and the farmer's market bouquets are not, so huge.
They are,
and you have bouquets all over your house.
Yeah, right. So they're like four in one.
They are. That's such a good deal here too. You know, Green Bay and Appleton, that is not that you go there for a deal, but the best deal there are flowers are a great deal. And Johnny's on vacation, but do you have mushrooms? Because he, not the kind you smoke. We're talking about, he likes eat.
We actually have all kinds of mushrooms. We have two different vendors that do specialty mushrooms, but we also have two other vendors that do foraging, and they offer mushrooms that are more herbal or medicinal as well.
Right. I mean, there's so much on mushrooms right now, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, now they're trying to sell these some mushroom stuff on TV, but I mean, there's a lot of benefits to mushrooms.
There's like mushroom coffee and stuff.
Right.
Yeah. Right?
Yep. That's what I'm saying.
You know?
And we have a new cafe opening downtown called the Happy Anarchist. And he's going to be hopefully open by opening day and serving mushroom coffee.
That's one thing I got to say, Jim, that's really cool about the Oshkosh Farmers Market. It's right there on Main Street, right? And all these little shops and all these little restaurants are, you know, they're open during that time. So as you're going through the farmer's market, you can also swing in and check out what some of these shops have. Yeah. It's really, really cool.
That is one thing I have to say about our downtown businesses. They have actually embraced the farmer's market downtown. And when we first started downtown, they opened up at 10, 11, their usual times. And within a couple of months, they were all opening somewhere between 8 and 9 o'clock to embrace all the people at the farmer's market. They let us use their restrooms. They supply additional food and drink when our food truck lines are too long. So it's
a win-win.
The way it all works together. Right. Yeah, it's a win-win situation for everyone.
Wow. I'm going to have to check it out.
The other thing I like about farmer's markets is usually the person who made the stuff or grew this is right there. If you like go through a grocery store, it's like, well, tell me more about this. They tell you how to cook it. They got recipes, add some garlic to this. And I just, that is such a fun morning. And so that kicks off June 1st, you said. What are your hours of your farmer's market? I don't think I have that here.
The market runs 8 to 12:30. We do permit shopping as early as 7:30 for people who don't particularly care for the crowds. Older clients, our handicapped clients, they prefer to shop between 7:30 and 8 o'clock. And so most of our vendors are ready to sell by 7:30. So if they are, customers are permitted to shop those vendors that are ready to sell. And vendors are not required to be open till 8 o'clock, but many of them are ready to take your money at 7:30.
That's awesome. Hey, tell me about the non-agricultural stuff. Things that are made homemade or what else is there?
So Oshkosh has a couple of different brackets. Of course, we have our wonderful sponsors that make our market possible. So you'll see people, you know, like our Mad City, and you'll see Renewal by Anderson. Mm-hmm. You'll see our wonderful sponsors down there, Downtown Oshkosh, Oshkosh Convention and Visitors Bureau. But then you'll also see our handmade crafters. They do everything from lotions and bath bombs and soaps to crafts to painting.
Those are my favorite.
We actually have a couple of live art presentations at the market this year.
Really?
The Oshkosh Fine Arts Association is bringing back their Plein Air Festival, where we have artists pop up throughout the market and paint different scenes throughout the market live at the market. And then those are available for auction on Sunday morning.
And live music. And live music.
I was just going to ask about that. The Universal Connector music.
Yeah, we have live music every week in the center of the market. But one thing that's unique about Oshkosh is we have busker entertainment from one end to the other. So you can see guitars, you can see blues. We have a music teacher that introduced his musicians to us during the pandemic because they had nowhere to perform. Mm-hmm. And those students have continued to pop up in the market throughout the market on Saturday mornings. And they feature different genres of music, everything from classical to country western to Celtic. So you'll see
a little something for everybody.
From one end to the other, we have all sorts of fun things going on at the market.
And that's like everybody in the family.
Yeah,
You can bring your mom or bring your kids, you know? Wow, that's very, very cool. You guys really got it going on in Oshkosh, and I know we're here to talk about the farmer's market, but yesterday we had the Crossroads 41 guy on.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, that is going to be so much fun. I was talking to Todd after the guy was on our show. Yeah, that's just got to be on your list. That's going to be very cool. And this farmer's market, you really got it going on in Oshkosh.
They call us Event City for a reason, right?
You are Event City, USA. There you go. I love it. Do you have a waiting list or can people get in? Let if somebody's got a product they want to vend.
I'm actually wrapping up some applications today when I leave the show. We're pretty close to full for the season. If you want the same space all year, that I don't have anymore.
All right. Got it. They should have tuned in earlier. All right. Well, this is just great. And
we can find you online.
How do we learn more about you?
www.osfmi.com or the most current information is always on Facebook.
Wonderful.
Right. We're there. All right. This is great. And farmers markets, I mean, you got to get out there. It's nice to be outside with people and you can pick up some healthy stuff or some very unique things, music, food, supporting businesses along the way. You got it all. All right. Thank you, Michelle. Have a great, great weekend.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you, Michelle.
We'll see you June 1st. All right.
Bye.
All right. Welcome back.
Welcome back.
Shannon and the Mayor. Do you like that?
I do.
Okay, Shannon and the Mayor. So Shannon,
it's gonna be a thing.
It can be, or it might be Shannon, Mino and Shannon, the way you're doing this.
I actually think that, you know, like when you watch old TV shows, very special guest star would be the last person listed, right? So I would like it to be the Mayor with Shannon Cohen, because then she gets her full name.
Ooh.
And kind of makes it stand out.
I like it.
I think that might be too much.
That might be too much for her
because it's like
the mayor. It takes away from you.
Yeah, and that's me. I'm very insecure when it comes to that kind of stuff. All right, I'll do it because you're so awesome. Hey, so we have a lot going on, right? We got June 1st is the Green Bay Farmers Market kicks off tomorrow.
Yep.
Right.
And then of course Memorial Day, where I think people need to take advantage of some of these great, great things that are going on Monday. And it's in the paper. You could just go online, but, go to one of these cemeteries, participate in one of these events. It's just an hour long or a parade, and that it will mean more to you that day. I guarantee it. And then June 1st, of course, is Oshkosh Farmers Market.
June 2nd is my birthday.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
So she was born in 86. How old is she?
I know.
Come on,
do it.
No,
you're a lot younger than I am. 86, so you would be 29. No, 39.
Oh, I'll be 38.
Well, wait. It's 2024.
Yeah.
I guess close enough. Okay.
He's so dismissive sometimes.
If I'm wrong, it's like, let's dismiss it. We're not going to talk about that. Let's move on. And then the Bellin is on the 6th. The 7th is the Astor event. That's pretty educational. It's a lot of fun to get out. And then of course the 8th is the run. Some other stuff is coming up too. What are you working on?
So right now at the shelter, we have our 29th annual golf classic, presented by Bay Care Clinic. So on Monday, July 15th, we are going to be out at Oneida Golf and Country Club.
Mino and I have a booth there. Yeah. Not a booth. We work one of the holes there.
Yep,
I think we did. What are we doing this year? Who did the longest putt? I forgot what we did.
Those details are rolling in.
Okay, all right.
So yeah, registration starts at 9:30. Shotguns start at 10:30. We provide lunch on the course for you. So along with seeing Mino and Jim, one of our whole contests is called Beat the Pro.
Oh yeah, that's a good one.
And our professional for that day, his name is Nick Kiefer. He's from Illinois. His longest drive is 443 yards. I mean, he nails it.
I guess.
So, and he is a fantastic guy.
Well, that'll be fun.
It will. So then after golf, we have heavy appetizers. And the best part is we are done by 5 p.m. So people are still able to get home to their families.
All right.
That's something we really pride on that.
Todd, remember last year we talked about the golf outing and I went with John and you, because we had it set up. So we got there. What time is tee off?
10:30.
So anyway, we got there, I don't know, 9 o'clock. And, Johnny said, "Well, let's get a drink, Bloody Mary." And I'm like, "Wow, Christ, it's 9:30 in the morning." You know, I said, "I'll take mine. You know, no vodka." And, Johnny's like, "Well, put his vodka in my drink."
He had a good day.
He did. We had a lot of fun there. I mean, it's great people. And you can still sign up for this, right? You
just definitely
give me the number that we call.
You can call the shelter at 920-437-3766. Extension 103, you will get me.
All right.
You can look at our website, newcommunityshelter.org. We have information there on sponsorships and how to sign up. Like I said, it's a great event.
And in Green Bay, many of the charity golf outings are on Mondays, right?
I mean, correct.
The courses kind of give their Mondays, which is just, it's a wonderful gift that they're giving people like the New Community Shelter and some other places to golf. So, yeah, I mean, it's fun to get out, and, you know, we sure enjoy the proceeds.
Best weather.
We really do.
I agree. And being sponsored by BayCare, BayCare Clinic's amazing. Did you see that they're putting up sunscreen stations throughout the city of Green Bay? Almost kind of like hand sanitizer.
Really?
Because
they're doing sunscreen.
Because of you. Me?
Yeah.
Is it they saw me at the
What's
marathon?
What's wrong with
they
the must former have. Mayor? Wow. He looks really rough.
Yeah.
But I think that's
really
phenomenal. I am very excited for it.
That is kind of cool.
Yeah, it is cool.
Huh.
So, and Jim, maybe that's because you are out in the sun. You've got a pretty decent tan going. That might be the reason why you didn't get the Dick Clark Award this year.
Right. Wasn't this year. It was a few years ago. We were talking earlier when Randy Van Stratton was on about people that haven't aged, you know, and Dick Clark. Do you even know who Dick Clark is?
Yes,
I know. Don't.
Yes, I do.
And you probably know him from what? Like Pyramid or something? Like that dude was
Didn't he do the New Year's Eve?
Like for 80 years. Yeah. But he never aged. And you know, the other thing, Todd, unless I was naive to it, he never got in any big scandals, did he? I mean, I never really heard anything about Dick Clark.
His career, there was some stuff with payola, which is where you get paid to play records and stuff like that. But that was really it.
Oh, because he had some real staying power.
He was just very good at what he did, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was. And
he's the man.
And he never aged, so that's why we had the Dick Clark Award, which I should have gotten. I still can't believe I didn't win that. But anyway, yes, that's... Well, I'm glad you know who he is. That makes me feel a little better. Your reunion's this year, you say?
It's supposed to be. I don't know who's planning it.
What?
But 20 years.
You didn't plan it. You lean in. I was class president, so I was involved in that.
Oh, I was very not.
Well, then just who cares? If maybe the person is...
I mean, our class was, 121 kids?
That's what ours was about.
So there's not many,
less than
but...
That. I was class... Actually, I was class president in junior. Senior, I kind of took off.
Oh, there you go.
But we have a great committee, and you can do that. Those of you who are out there, right, you don't have to hold an office to be the leader of the class reunion. You just call 3-4 of your friends and say, look, you guys want to do this? You get the school is great about giving you the email list.
Oh,
because
right.
They've been hounding you for money since you graduated. So they will give you the list. Call. You'll still have faculty living. So call them. Invite them to come in and
make it happen.
Find a place and get just a DJ. You don't have to get a band. It's not that much. It's what year is it? The 20th?
I graduated in 2004.
Yeah, so it's the 20th. So now I was going to think $20. That'd be pretty cheap class reunion. You're going to have to get more than that.
We'll think of something fun.
Anyway, I think you should do that. I think class reunions are fun. And when after you get past 20, 25 years, nobody cares about anything anymore, right? It's just like they talk about your kids, talk about your grandkids.
I just sit at the bar and drink.
Yeah,
that's what I do.
That's some of these guys. Boy, Todd hasn't changed. He's still at the bar, that same stool.
Yep.
Just drinking his beer.
Yeah. Big Wayne actually texted in. He's going to be out at the farmer's market with his honey cart and some plants as well.
All right.
Here or at Oshkosh?
I believe here in Green
Bay.
Okay,
all right. And that's tomorrow. That's tomorrow, right on Washington Street. And they too, I think, right? They only have over 100 vendors. I think she said that. So, yeah, that's going to be cool. There's so much going on this weekend, and we're going to enjoy it. But to really know how we're going to enjoy it, we have got our Friday special coming up with Christy Barlament and Dennis Peters. And they're going to talk about the weekend. What's up? We'll be right back. Shannon and the Mayor, we'll be right back after a short break. The oil down the desert wind, I've been shaking to the top.